It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When media mogul Rupert Murdoch paid nearly $600 million to buy MySpace back in 2005, MySpace was the biggest thing in social networking. Now Facebook is taking over. Facebook has an estimated 95 million visitors in the U.S., compared with 65 million for MySpace. NPR's Laura Seidel reports that the numbers don't tell the whole story about the differences in social networking.
Ask the high school students out in front of this elite private school in San Francisco, and they'll tell you, MySpace is just so last year.
We use Facebook.
Yeah. Everybody here uses Facebook.
We made the transition.
No one uses MySpace.
It's very in. MySpace is very out.
Ali Pacheco and Kay Gamble, both 17, and 16-year-old Olivia Block can list a lot of reasons they left MySpace and went to Facebook.
And more high class.
Well, and by high class, I think she means organized. Yeah. I don't know. With MySpace, there's just a lot of clutter.
The MySpace clutter seems to symbolize something more to these kids. About half a dozen students standing around 16-year-old Nico Kurt all nod as he explains.
It seems trashy to me. I mean, it's starting to be that, it's like the only people that actually use it are, trashy people.
Well, there are millions of those trashy people on MySpace. And some of them are on the other side of the city, taking an art class at a community gallery called Southern Exposure. Most of these kids here come from lower-income families, and they are Latino. And they have their own ideas about who uses which social networks.
I have friends who are white people friends, and then they're mostly on Facebook, so that's why I use Facebook. And I don't know, I guess my brown people are on MySpace.
That's 19-year-old Diego Luna. He and 16-year-old Benito Rodriguez say they have both Facebook and MySpace accounts.
Not to be racist or anything, but yeah, there's more white kids in Facebook.
Dana Boyd has heard a lot of conversations just like this one. She's a social media researcher for Microsoft who's been talking to teens all over the country. She thinks the online social world is dividing up like the real world into neighborhoods.
The fact is that young people, and for the most part adults as well, don't really interact online with strangers. They talk to people they already know. And when you have environments in which people are divided by race, they're divided by class, they're divided by lifestyle, well, when they go online, those are also who they're going to interact with.
Boyd thinks one of the reasons that so many business analysts are writing off MySpace is because they don't belong to the social groups that use it.
Millions of daily users are still logging in. And it's really interesting how many people in very privileged environments simply know not a single one of them.
Boyd believes MySpace is actually in a great place to bring in advertising dollars. She says low-income people are more likely to click on ads.
People who click don't necessarily buy.
That's Ray Valdez, an analyst with Gartner who follows social network sites.
You don't want to brand yourself as the network for low-income Hispanics or low-income, some other segment.
But MySpace also does have a very strong user base among artists who are drawn to its music applications and its tools for decorating homepages. Charlene Lee of Altimeter Group says if MySpace wants to compete, it's going to have to evolve.
MySpace has done such a good job of serving their core audience. The difference is, I think, people like Facebook, the reason why they have not sort of peaked and sort of fallen off is that they have not remained still.
And the kids at that private school don't have any particular loyalty to Facebook. Nico Kurt thinks it's just a fad.
Teenager generations always like to go from one thing to another, and Facebook is that thing. But I think it's going downhill.
Yeah. You think Facebook's going down too?
I think there's going to be a new cool thing sooner or later.
And in case anyone is thinking maybe the next cool thing is Twitter, well, Kurt says Twitter is for old people. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
And you can let us know whether you prefer Facebook or MySpace, or tell us your opinions about anything else by joining our online community at npr.org.